Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to another new edition of Gospel Gold. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I'm glad you have joined me tonight. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night in the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. every Monday night. Gospel Gold is not just another music program. It is a program designed specifically for the historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We believe that all the music that we have produced on these American shores has its root in traditional African-American gospel music. It was when our first ancestors landed upon these American shores, they brought with them their African rhythm and religion. That's what drives our music. The work songs and field hollers, these were the first recorded sounds of our peoples working in the cotton fields and working in the plantations. That was the basic element for the spiritual. And from the spirituals came gospel, blues, jazz, rock and roll, and even the music that we have today. It all tells a story of a people who are resilient, of people who overcame obstacles along the way, of people who are still maintaining and continuing to strive forward on these American shores. That's what Gospel Gold is all about. We invite you to go to our Gospel Gold Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to write, to like, and then share so others will know that Gospel Gold is on the air. You can also find there on the Facebook page music that we play here on Gospel Gold. You'll find articles on several gospel artists. You will also find the link each week for the Gospel Gold program. All the programs are archived on Blog Talk Radio. You can always go back to the archives, and you can find the Gospel Gold program that you would like to hear. And you can invite you to go to the Gospel Gold group Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and share so others will know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. Every Monday night, we celebrate Black history and the great achievements our people have made in the gospel recording industry. Gospel Gold is sponsored by Faith That Lives Ministry and great listeners like you. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. We'll talk more about that as the program goes on. We thank God for all of you who are supporters of Gospel Gold, who have supported us thus far this year and last season as well. And we pray that you will continue to be a support to Gospel Gold as we continue our effort in the preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. Each Monday, we start our program with a prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for a new episode of Gospel Gold. We pray that something be said tonight, something be heard tonight that will encourage your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we ask in your precious name, amen and amen. Well, tonight, beloved, we're doing something different tonight. Tonight, we're going to be talking about or bringing to the forefront a few people who have made an impact not only in the gospel music industry, but also in other genres such as rock and roll. Many people who are in the R&B or rock and roll genres of music, whichever one you want to call it, many of them have strong church backgrounds, and they started out in the church. They went into rock and roll or jazz or blues, and then they came back to rock and roll. And so tonight, this is what we're going to do. We're going to be talking about a couple of people who were impactful not only in the gospel field, but also impactful in other genres of music, like this one from Bishop Solomon Burke.
Why don't we praise him? Every man, every woman, every boy, every girl. Just stand up and clap your hands and praise him. Thank him for how he's brought you this far. Thank him for today, because today wasn't promised to you. Tonight's not promised to you. Why don't we just thank him and just say, lift your voices now. For those of you that can speak, speak out and say it. Say it with a loud voice. Say, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Are you with me? I'm blessed. No matter what the problem is, I know through prayer and belief he'll solve it. So I can say, I'm blessed. I'm truly blessed. When the rains come, when the storms rise, no matter how much trouble and trials and tribulations I go through, if I can just wake up and open my eyes and say, I'm blessed. Thank God you gave me today, today, this way, today, I can say, I'm blessed. Sometimes it don't get easy. Sometimes you get to wondering if God hears your prayers or not. Look like your children won't listen to you. Or your loved ones turn their back on you. But everything you try to do sometimes don't go the way you want it to. No matter how hard you try, it keeps getting worse and worse and worse. But they didn't save it easy. The Bible didn't tell you that'll be smooth. If you haven't rest just a little bit, when it gets easy for you, you begin to realize how good God really is. When you wake up and say, I can shake my hands, I can raise my arms, I can open my eyes, I can lift my hands and say, no matter what the day may bring, I know, I know, I'm blessed. Truly blessed. Hallelujah. Yeah. Father, I'm blessed. Thank you, Jesus. In this world we're living in, trials and troubles, gangs and drugs and wars, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Sometimes it gets so bad, you feel like you just can't get out the mess. But if you trust in God, He'll make a way out of no way. All you got to do is say, I'm blessed. Hey! Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness, for just giving me life today. I'm blessed. Yes, 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 I'm blessed. Listen to me.
Maybe your body feels so downhearted, or maybe you're racked with pain, or maybe time has come and things just ain't the same. Don't worry what people say. Trust in God. He'll make a way out of no way for you. All you got to do is stand up and say, thank God for the day. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm truly, truly blessed. Hallelujah.
That was Bishop Solomon Burke. We're talking about artists who were instrumental in other genres of music, who had a strong church background, and then came back into the gospel field. Many of them started out in gospel, and they ended up back in gospel. This is a new segment for Gospel Go. We'll be doing one or two more of these during the season of Gospel Go, but I wanted to start tonight, and I'm going to start with a name that I know that many of you already recognize, Al Green. Al Green became a popular soul singer whose hits included 1971, Let's Stay Together. While at the top of his career in 1970s, Al Green became Reverend Al Green and chose to focus on gospel music. Years later, Reverend Green founded a balance between his religious calling and his secular music and went on to release several new albums. Reverend Green was born Albert Green on April 13, 1946, in Dansbury, a small town outside of Forest City, Arkansas. He began performing at a young age, singing gospel music with his family as part of the Green Brothers. Even after the Green family moved to Michigan, the Green Brothers continued touring on the gospel circuit. After being kicked out of the family home for listening to secular music, such as Jackie Wilson, Al Green started a group called The Creations, which later became Al Green and the Soulmates. The Soulmates had one hit, Backup Train, which brought them to a successful appearance at the New York City Apollo Theater. After the Soulmates failed to capitalize on their one hit, the group broke up, and Reverend Al Green struck out on his own. It was at this time that he decided to drop his final name, Albert, to Al, and he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1995. He was referred to on the museum site as being one of the most gifted purveyors of soul music. He has also been referred to as the last of the great soul singers. Reverend Al Green is a winner of 11 Grammy Awards, including the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. He has also received the BMI Icon Award at the Kennedy Center Honors. He was inducted into the Rolling Stone list of 100 greatest artists of all time. He ranks number 65 on that list, as well as the 100 greatest singers. He's number 14 on that list. In 1976, Reverend Al Green established the Full Gospel Tabernacle Church in Memphis, Tennessee. He resides in Memphis and preaches in Memphis near Graceland. He is a member of the Prince Hall Order of Masons, and he is a 33rd degree Mason. Many of you know the name Al Green from back in the day. Those of you who are back in the day, who will admit that you were back in the day, many of you remember that name. But in 76, he went into the gospel field, began to pastor a church, and he has made some great gospel recordings. So we're going to listen to a few of them tonight. Al Green, Up Above My Head, People Get Ready, and, of course, our theme song this morning, this evening, as we came over, The Lord Will Make a Way. But let's listen to Up Above My Head. And then we'll listen to some more after that.
I do. it, you can just step on board. All we need is a little faith to hear the diesel running. We ain't got to have no baggage now. We can just face the Lord. You tell them, people get ready. There's a train to Jordan. Yes, it is. Don't need no ticket. We just step on. All I need is faith to hear the Jesus of Harmony. Don't need a ticket. We just thank the Lord. I say, thank the Lord. You can just step on board. But all you need is a little faith. You can hear the diesel run. You ain't even got to have no bags. You can just get on board. Hey, why don't you help me tell them? Get ready for the train to Jordan.
That was Reverend Al Green, and may the staple people get ready. Gospel Gold is on Blog Talk Radio every Monday night at 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Gospel Gold is brought to you by Faith That Lives Ministry and great listeners like you. If you would like to be a supporter of Gospel Gold, we do have a Cash App. You can send your donations to Gospel Gold by using our Cash App, Gospel Gold 22, Gospel Gold 22. You can use the Cash App, and you can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. Here is Reverend Al Green, and Jesus is coming back.
In my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you. I go away to prepare a place for you. But where I am, there he may be also. This is my home.
Jesus is coming. Thank you.
listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can email us at gospelgold@songwriter.net, gospelgold@songwriter.net. Perhaps you have some information that we can use here on Gospel Gold, or you may have a suggestion for an upcoming program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at gospelgold@songwriter.net, gospelgold@songwriter.net. Another artist that we wanted to bring to the forefront who was instrumental in the rhythm and blues genre as well as the gospel genre was singer Cissy Houston. Cissy Houston was born Emily Dankert on September the 30th, 1933, in Newark, New Jersey, to Della Mae McCaskill Dillard Dankert and Nicholas Dankert. With their father's encouragement, Houston formed the gospel singing group, the Dankert Four, with sisters Ann and her brothers Larry and Mickey, performed regularly at New Hope Baptist Church in Newark, New Jersey. When Minnie Epps, Ann Moss, and Houston's sister Lee Dankert joined them, the group was renamed to the Dankert Singers. In 1957, Cissy Houston performed with the Dankert Singers at the Newport Jazz Festival in Newport, Rhode Island. 2 years later, their live album, A Joyful Noise, was released on the RCA Records label, making it the first gospel record to appear on a major label. I want to stop right there because I want you to hear some of the Dankert singers. This was the early group before she went out on her own. She was a part of the family group. Again, as I said before, many of these people were in the gospel field. They started in the church. They started, of course, with the background of the church. And over the years, they gravitated to the other genres of music. But eventually, they made their way back to the gospel field. And so I wanted to bring her to the forefront tonight because I wanted to stop with the Dankert Singers. Let's hear When They Ring Those Golden Bells, recorded in 1958.
There's a land beyond the river that we call the Sweet Forever, and we only reach the shore by faith degrees. Oh yeah, one by one we'll gain the port of man to dwell with the immortal, when they ring those golden bells, you and for me.
Dankert Singers, talking about Cissy Houston, the mother of Whitney Houston. In 1963, Cissy Houston cut her first solo album, This Is My Vow, on the M&M record label under the name Cicely Blair. Then some years later, she formed the Sweet Inspirations with Doris Troy and nieces Dee Dee Warwick and Dionne Warwick. Houston released several solo singles until 1967, when the Sweet Inspirations was composed of Sylvia Shamwell, Estelle Brown, and Myrta Smith. Released their first title album on Atlantic Records. They also sung backup for Aretha Franklin and Van Morrison. In the coming years, the group recorded Songs of Faith and Inspiration in 1968, What the World Needs Now is Love in 1969, and Sweets for My Sweet in 1970. The Sweet Soul, as well as accompanied by other various musicians. In 1970, Houston decided to leave the group to spend time with her three children and focus on her a solo career. That year, she released her debut album, Presenting Sissy Houston, on Janice Records. Houston remained with Janice Records until 1975, when she left to work with jazz flutist Herbie Mann. Houston then appeared on The Wiz in 1978 and recorded Sissy Houston in 1977, Think It Over, these are singles, Think It Over in 1978, and Step Aside for a Lady in 1980. Sissy Houston was appointed founding president and CEO of the Whitney Houston Foundation for Children in 1988. Sissy Houston received two honorary doctorates as well as a Medal of Distinguished Humanitarian Leadership in the Rhythm and Blues Foundation and a Pioneer Award. In 1997 and 1998, Sissy Houston won Grammy Awards for Best Traditional Gospel Album, Face to Face. In 1996, For He Leadeth Me and Others. I wanted to bring to the forefront this lady. Of course, we know of her daughter, Whitney Houston. But I wanted to bring this lady to the forefront. She had such a dynamic impact over the years, singing with the various artists that she backed up with, and of course the Sweet Inspirations. And those of you who don't know who the Sweet Inspirations are, they were the warm-up act for Elvis Presley. Yes, Elvis Presley. Elvis loved black women, and he wanted them to open up his programs, all his shows. And so the Sweet Inspiration was the warm-up act for Elvis Presley. And so this lady has been around for a long time. I wanted to just take some time to listen to a few of her songs that she has recorded in the gospel field. We'll listen to The Lord Is My Shepherd, and then Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and we'll go from there.
He taketh me to lie down. Because I wanna praise my God.
Time is about up. I thank you for yours. Before we go, I want to remind you of a program coming on tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Central Time, Black Reality Think Tank. You can find that on the timeforawakening.com website. Go there in the search portal, type in Black Reality Think Tank, or you can go to the Black Reality Think Tank Facebook page. It comes on each week. 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, hosted by Dr. William Rogers. They discuss pertinent issues pertaining to the African-American community and the diaspora. So don't forget, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, on the timeforawakening.com website, go to the search portal, type in Black Reality Think Tank. You'll be glad that you did. Well, next week we will be replaying some of the music that we played for our Easter celebration on last year. It will not be live, but we will be back the week after with a brand new edition of Gospel Gold. We pray that you will have a great week this week. You will continue to give God the praise, and you'll let somebody know about Gospel Gold. We're going home tonight with Reverend Al Green, I Feel Like Going On. And before I leave tonight, go and find some of this music that we played tonight. Bishop Solomon Burke, that was the first song that you heard. And then it was Al Green, Reverend Al Green, and Sissy Houston. Those were the three people that we played tonight. So go and find some of those records, and you'll love the gospel music they have put out. So we'll see you next week after next on Gospel Gold. Here is I Feel Like Going On.